Good morning. Today we have a fascinating question, in particular for Ashkenazim in Chutz Laaretz. Why is that? So as we've been discussing the Ashfaradim or Noheg, the halachas of Avelus, for example, haircuts, shaving, not doing laundry, in particular during Shavua Shechalba. Ashkenazim, on the other hand, are noheg some of the minhagim of Avelus of mourning for the entire 9 days and some for the entire 3 weeks. We said that laundry is not done by Ashkenazim for the entire 9 days and haircuts, not taking haircuts and not shaving for the entire 3 week period. So our question then is, when we have an Ashkenazi, and in particular in Chutz Laaretz is going to be a bigger challenge, that he works in a place that he feels that he needs to shave, or else he feels it will negatively impact him financially on the job. It can negatively impact his getting a promotion or getting better work from the people he works for. Clients won't come, patients won't come, whatever it may be. Is there a heter accordingly to shave during the three-week period? In Israel, it's not such an issue. It's pretty acceptable. It's understandable. It's understood by all why people go scruffy. It happens in Sfira. It happens during the 3 weeks. It happens during the 9 days. It happens various times throughout the year. Shloshim, if somebody is sitting on Velus, so it's more understood in Eretz Yisrael. But how about in Chutz Laaretz, when fundamentally we often work with the non-Jews? And again, this is for Ashkenazi. Why? Because Sfaradim, they shave all the way up to Shavua Shechalba, and in particular, a year like this, that the primary opinion is that there's not even a Shavua Shechalba when Tisha B'Av is kept on Sunday, but we still are left with the Ashkenazim in Chutz Laaretz that are not shaving the entire three-week period. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has three tshuvas on this very issue, and we will go through two of them. The first two are very short. The longer one is a lot more intricate and detailed, but number one and number two that we will see go through the fundamentals of what we need. So Rav Moshe says as follows. He was asked, can you shave during Sfiras HaOmer and also Bein HaMetzarim, which is between Shiva Sar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, the 3 weeks when there is going to be a financial loss? So he says as follows, Hine im echad osek be'eze mischar lemalach, if somebody is involved in whatever business it may be, shim lo yistaper tzekanot, that if he doesn't shave b'mei ha-sfira, and he says it applies both during Sfiras HaOmer, whenever somebody keeps Sfira between Pesach and Shavuos, ubiyamim shebein Shiva Sar B'Tammuz l'Tisha B'Av, during the 3 week period, either Sfira or the 3 weeks, yelo hefsed mamon, if he's going to have a financial loss, as mutar, it would be permitted to shave, ki lo nahagu b'makom hefsed, because we are not noheg these minhage, this minhag of Avelus during the 3 weeks of not shaving, if it's going to cause us a financial harm, if it's going to cause us a financial loss. However, he says very critically, aval b'shavua shechalba, when it comes to the shavua shechalba of Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av falls in a given week, accordingly, that is Asur Medina de Gemara. The Gemara is clear on that, that it is prohibited shavua shechalba to shave, and accordingly, ein lahatir, we cannot even for a financial loss permit shaving during Shavua Shechalba. So there we see Rav Moshe Feinstein is teaching us that just like the Sfaradim, they are noheg only Shavua Shechalba where there's a financial loss or not, an Ashkenazi could be noheg that way as well. If he will have a financial loss by not shaving during the three-week period, is permitted to shave up until but not including Shavua Shechalba. In the second Tshuva, Rav Moshe says, however, v'im hurak b'shil shi'al igu alav, if you, it's simply that people are going to make fun of you. People are going to insult you. People are going to make jokes at you because you are not cleanly shaven, you stick out. Then we cannot be lenient in this halacha. We have to be strict. Aval lo yelo hefsed mamon asr, if they're just making fun of you, but you're not going to have a financial loss, it would be prohibited to be lenient. We would have to stick with the Ashkenazic minhag of not shaving the entire 3 week period. So that's where Rav Moshe Feinstein comes out. For financial loss, we can be lenient up until Shavua Shechalba, but if it's something short of a financial loss, we would not be lenient. We would have to stick with the Ashkenazic custom of not shaving during the entire 3 week period. So interestingly, just to insert an anecdote, when I started working back in 1995, it was the time that people were wearing suits and ties dressed for Shabbos and Yontif every day for work, at least at the law firms, the New York law firms and the investment banks. That's how people used to dress. And part of that was not only dressing formally, but also maintaining a clean-shaven look. So back then, I had the feeling that it could really negatively impact somebody on the job if you come with stubble day in, day out, especially growing stubble 3 weeks. That would be problematic, and you would really stick out. So at that point, I was of the view that you could be lenient up until Shavuot Shachalbo. We have this Rav Moshe upon which to rely, but oftentimes we have a belief that something will negatively impact us, and it's not true. For example, some people take off their yarmulkes thinking it's going to negatively impact them at work, and almost all the time that's just simply incorrect. It's simply fears that we have about it. But the truth is that it's not going to negatively impact us. So I started thinking, is that correct or not correct, what I did back in the 1990s, shaving up until but not including Shavuot Shachalbo. So recently I sent an email to my prior boss, who is now the chairman of a very prestigious law firm, and I sent two questions. I said, number one, regarding shaving during the 3 weeks, I'd love your input. Number one is it acceptable nowadays if someone comes to work at one of these large investment banks or large law firms, accounting firms, with stubble? For example, not shaving Shavuot Shachalbo, the 9 days, the 3 weeks, and you show up. Is that acceptable? Is that not acceptable? And how about 20 to 30 years ago, how was an unshaven person thought of? And I said in specifically, would it be a possible hefsed mamon? And I defined a hefsed mamon because Rav Moshe doesn't define what a hefsed mamon is. I defined it as not getting better work, meaning you're not going to get the better work because they're going to look at you as different, a pariah. You're acting differently. You're not appearing as formal as others. And I also said hurting promotion possibilities. Maybe you're not going to get promotions if you're coming to work for a number of weeks during the year looking scraggly with stubble. So the response was very interesting. He said as follows, I don't think it's an issue today because people, it's fairly acceptable. It's definitely in that people go with facial hair. They go with stubble. It's a cool look. He referred to it as the Yasser Arafat 5 day stubble look. So nowadays, for 3 weeks, or if somebody is in Shloshim going a full 30 days, that does look scruffier than what would be an artfully trimmed beard, but it's still doable nowadays. You can get by, and it wouldn't cause a hefsed mamon. However, that is unlike 20 to 30 years ago, and I'll quote it, when I think it clearly would have been a hefsed mamon as you defined it. So 20, 30 years ago, it would have caused a hefsed mamon. Nowadays, the world is much, much more informal, and people walk around all the time sporting beards and stubble, and no one looks twice about it. So unless it's a highly unusual circumstance, a highly unusual workplace that they are still maintaining the formalities of yesteryears, 20, 30 years ago and more, these heterim that we have from Moshe are much less applicable nowadays given the informality that we have in today's workplaces. So just to recap real quickly where we are, we said the Ashkenazic minug is to be strict during the 3 weeks, to not take haircuts, to not take shaves. But how about for a hefsed mamon of financial loss? Rav Moshe says if it's indeed going to be a financial loss, not simply that you're going to be made fun of, but it's going to be a financial loss, we couldn't be lenient up until Shavuot Shachalbo. But Shavuot Shachalbo is usur to take haircuts, shave, even according to the Gemara, that is absolutely prohibited. We have no wiggle room even for financial loss. And the Mitzias is nowadays that the times that we could rely on Rav Moshe's Heter are much less common because things are much more acceptable when it comes to stubble and dress in general in the contemporary workplace. Have a wonderful day.